Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today it's an open mic day. Yes, that means that you can call in at any time during this hour and chat with me if you so desire. I have all kinds of little odds and ends that I wanted to share with you, how you can, well, protect some of your best investment things that are very important and personal to you, and how about three keys to change, and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Well, first of all, let's give out the telephone number, because as I said, you can call in at any time during the show today, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, that's a toll-free number worldwide. Anybody from anywhere can call in and chat with me. Now, if you've not done this before, all you need to do when you call into the station is give your first name or your initial. After that, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. I'm an information resource, and I'm delighted to be able to share my intuitive skills with you. So again, 888-815-9756. I was sent a story, and it's a true story. Bob Proctor is who the story is about, and this is a man that was in The Secret. He has been, I think, extremely successful as an individual. However, his family apparently put together a book for his 75th birthday. He's 75 years young, and it's called Inspired, The Secret of Bob Proctor. And in fact, if you want to wish him a happy birthday, you can go to happybirthdaybobproctor.com to send him your special birthday wish. But Bob has experiences, just like we all have, where we are thinking a certain way, and then, oh my goodness, something comes up, and it causes us to lose our balance a little bit. So I'm going to share his story with you, but let's go to our first caller of the day. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, dear. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Kari from Georgia.
Hi, Kari. Well, it's a delightful to have you. It's delightful to have you on the air. Now, Kari, what part of Georgia?
Outside of Atlanta area.
Ah. Well, I bet you the temps are getting a little warm for you.
Oh, it's very toasty.
I like that. You're very gracious. That is Southern graciousness. We are toasty, not hot, not sweltering,
right,
but just we're toasty. Oh, I like that. You're just a Southern gal through and through. Okay, Kari, the first thing that I am picking up with you is a tremendous desire for change. Now, I understand that, and I'm very supportive of your wanting to have the changes, but you've got to really think through what it is you want changed, because it's going to take a very methodical, consistent plan of action to get the results that you want. I wish I could tell you you had a fairy godmother that was going to wave a magic wand, but it's not working that way. And you've encountered seemingly one obstacle after another. Well, I want you to be grateful for those obstacles. The reason being is that you are getting more clarity about what I'd call the finer details of what's important to you. And this is quite significant, because that clarity enables you then to not compromise, to really look at what is most important to you so that you'll get the results that you really want. Now, you are going to be making an investment in some computers. And I use the plural, not a computer, but computers. I am seeing two items, and they're small. They're not like a great big desktop and a little Palm Pilot. It looks like you have two sizes, but they're portable, They both work well with each other, so who knows, maybe it's one of these two-pounder little laptops along with a Palm Pilot. I don't know what it is. Could be an iPod that I'm looking at. I just don't know what I'm seeing here. It's not that clear. But I'm looking at two very sophisticated small pieces of computerized equipment that are going to be joined to you practically at the hip. And they are going to serve you very, very well. I'm looking at you getting on a plane. I'm seeing you traveling. Sometimes I'm seeing you upset because you're not at home as much as you would like. It's as if you've really got to plan your time, your scheduling. 2010 is just going to be one hectic year, but you've laid out so much groundwork for your changes that you really need to, in all honesty, to be thankful for the fact that you've been encountering these obstacles so that you can have the clarity that you need. You're doing beautifully. You really are. I don't want you to beat yourself up. You're doing the little baby steps right now. I know you want to take the gigantic ones, but this is not the time for the gigantic steps. That's coming in 2010. Let's get this foundation, your strategy, everything put together so that you can have a smoother last quarter of the year than you did last year. And it's like right now is the time for you to take care of all the little piddly-diddly things. Make sure everything is done the way it's supposed to be. Get it there. You're going to be surprised at how much you get done. But stay focused. I know it's summer and I know it's warm and gee whiz, I'd rather be doing something else and I can't blame you. But keep your eye on what it is that is significant to you. It's happening. It's just not happening with a lot of bells and whistles. What did you want to ask me?
Well, my focus has been mainly on changing, getting back to school and getting the right thing to carry me through to retirement and providing my children what they need. And I've been pointed a lot to careers, kind of medical, counseling, something like that. I'm wondering if you see that as...
Well, I think the counseling is a nice fit for you. I feel that that is something you'd really enjoy. I'm not seeing you enjoying, let's say, being a doctor or a nurse. I don't see you like being around people that are going to be throwing up, that are going to sometimes smell very bad, have hemorrhaging. I'm not seeing you excited about that part of medicine. What I think you might find is that there is an arena where in medicine, where you could get involved in certain types of therapy work that would complement your counseling. If you wanted to get a counseling degree, I think that would be a great way for you to go. And then if you're interested in an area of wellness and empowering people, I think that in the process of going after your counseling degree, you're going to find an area of therapy that you want to be in. But I'm not seeing you, let's say, becoming a regular nurse. And one thing I want you to keep in mind, people mean well when they say you really got to take care of the economics if you want to provide for your children. Being practical and down to earth is very good. But as a maturing woman, you need to ask yourself, what is it that you thoroughly enjoy doing? Because if you enter into a career direction, taking your college courses, etc., and let's say you decided to take a course in business and you were going to become an administrative assistant or something like this, I'm just using this as an example, and you get in and you find you hate office work, you just detest it, and you go, oh my goodness, my whole degree is a waste. It's not. But you may find that this business training you could get could apply to you being in the nursery business. Maybe you would like to be a landscaper or something like that. I'm using that as an example. You need to focus on what means the most to you. I think it's fabulous that you're looking at going back to school. That is awesome. Don't get stuck in looking at retirement right now. Don't get stuck in saying, gee whiz, I've got to provide all of this for my children. You're going to provide day by day what it is that you need. I have full confidence in you, but I want you to be able to look at a bigger picture because one day your children are going to be grown and they're going to be away from the house. So it is something where you as a woman at this time have an opportunity to invest in yourself. And I would very much like to see you make a choice based in purpose and intent towards something you could see yourself being happy in. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because you've got the brain power. That's not it. But you need to be able to do this introspection with yourself. So you might want to talk to some people that are in the medical area. There are so many different levels that you could look at. But I do think counseling is going to be right up your alley. I think that would be a wonderful degree for you to get for yourself.
Okay. And the traveling you see, is that connected with work or is that other types of travel?
No, it is connected with work. I'm just seeing you with an incredibly busy schedule. So I do think that you are going to have an extremely busy life. So with your looking at college and having a family and in all of these variables that you are juggling at this time, that's why it's important for you to really stay focused.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I'll enjoy listening to the show.
Well, great. Thanks so much. How'd you learn about the show?
I've heard you as a guest before on Achieve Radio.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, thank you for
coming
into the show. Yes, today's
thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Today's an open mic day. If you're very welcome, take care of yourself, Carrie. If you, like Carrie, want to give me a call at 888-815-9756. Today is an open mic day. And tomorrow we're going to have a guest talking about cellular wisdom for women, which is just going to be wonderful. A great lady, a lot of good insight and information. Well, again, 888-815-9756. Give me a call if you'd like to chat with me. Today is open mic. Now, we've got another caller. I'll get to Bob's story in just a moment. Hi, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat in Connecticut. Where in Connecticut?
In New Haven.
New Haven. Well, Pat, I'm looking at the fact that you may have some unexpected company dropping in on you, so I hope you have a few goodies in your pantry where you could whip something up real fast if you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you're really wanting to do some social networking. I'm watching you with interest, and I find that you have a real desire to expand your circle of friends at this time. This is significant because you are willing to venture into new environments, and I think that this is something that's going to help you make some of the expansions of thinking, and through these various exposures, it will work very, very well for you. A lot of thoughtfulness with you. A lot of introspection, and you need the quiet time, yet it seems like when you can be in an environment where there's a lot of people around, not necessarily interacting with you, but just the busyness of people being busy, it sort of relaxes you. You like to be invisible in a way and just be an observer. I think that this coming month of July is going to give you some real insights into yourself. I'm seeing you on what appears to be like a boardwalk environment, and you're observing some art in an art show. It's an outdoor show. Of course, this is the perfect time of year for that to happen. And I'm seeing sailing ships, and it's just a gorgeous day. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And you're really thinking and reflecting, and I really feel that this is important for you, and you should not feel guilty when you take these times to be quiet, to interact, to participate. I think that this is absolutely what you should do, and you're going to find yourself having the insights that you have been seeking for yourself. And they're just like little ahas that are going to occur to you, so make sure you always have a little pad of paper in your pocket or your purse, whatever you might be carrying, if it's a backpack, a day pack. Just have something that you can pull out and write down your concepts or ideas as they pop into your head, because your intuition works that way, and it works very, very nicely. What's on your mind, Pat? What did you want to ask me today?
Well, I want to tell you that that's actually really all right on. I do have a long-lost female friend that's come into my life, and she seems to be pulling me out to do a lot of things. I always have, and I'm, again, in the middle of kind of stressing out about finding a home. I think my home has mold in it, and it's making me ill. And I may have asked you before, my therapist has asked me to apply for housing assistance, and this female friend has thought about maybe moving together. I wouldn't be able to pay full rent. Just wondering if you see something with me moving, successful, able to afford, peaceful, if my dog would be happy.
Well, let me ask you a question. The place that you're living in right now, do you own it or are you renting it?
No, I'm a caretaker, so I have free rent for work on property.
Okay. If you're a caretaker, have you talked to the people that own the property regarding the mold?
I have in the past about different things, including the mold, and these are people, especially the husband, that do not want to put money into it and will try and do whatever they can to avoid.
All right. So are you going to continue to be a caretaker for this family?
No, I feel like I need to get out and find another home. And I've applied to one housing place that I might find out about in a few weeks. Another one, there's a waiting list for a year. The third option is living with my friend, but I'd only be able to pay a small amount of the rent. But I think she's willing to do that.
Well, I think with your friend, this is temporary, and that is an option you can work with. I'm not putting down your feelings about the residence that you're in. You may well be feeling that there is mold and it's not the right environment, but I think you've had this awareness about this environment for a long time.
Yes.
So the compounding that's occurring is sort of a nudge for you.
Yes.
And I think that this is actually quite positive, even though it's very uncomfortable for you. You don't like change that much, but this is something that's very, very good for you. So I would say with your friend, if your friend is willing to help you out and you have this opportunity, there needs to be a clear communication that this will not be a permanent situation, but you're very grateful for her assistance. Because as soon as you can remove yourself from this environment, you want to do so. And then I would continue to look for another space. And I'm looking at another location, and I'm getting the number 6. So I think you'll have another location in about 6 months.
Okay.
I could be wrong. It could be 6 weeks. But I'm seeing the number 6 very clearly.
Okay.
But what I want you to do is also realize that there's going to be an opportunity for you to generate an income that you have not anticipated. And this is something that you need to be open and receptive to and not close your mind against. But I'm looking at someone that may want to have you do something for them that is going to be on a regular basis. Now, this isn't going to make you $10,000 a month, but it might bring in an additional $1,000 a month, something like this, that would allow you to have that feeling of financial flexibility that you really want to have.
Yes.
So I think you're in a patterning of change that is going to serve you very, very well. Very, very well.
Okay. Do you see that you said it's temporary with my friend? Can I stay there? Am I secure in staying there as long as I want or need to?
I think you're going to stay there for as long as you will need to, but you will be looking for another place.
Okay.
Because you will have this awareness that, as well-meaning as she is, that this isn't something you'd want long-term.
Okay.
So this is all up to you.
Okay. Is there any chance you see this money coming in due to business in painting portraits of animals? I've just put that out there.
I'm not getting specifics on that.
Okay.
I'm not getting specific. I just want you to be open and receptive, because there will be that opportunity. And painting people's pets is can be a very lucrative business.
Yes.
It'll be very, very good. So that may be a very good opportunity for you.
Okay, Donna, thank you. I love your insight and your help. You're always phenomenal.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that feedback.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day now, and a happy 4th of July that's coming up this weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. This is an open mic day today, so you can call in at any time during the hour. Again, 888-815-9756. Yes, and my newsletter is supposed to be out tomorrow. I'm still getting some information. There's an event coming up in Western Washington in Buckley, the Renaissance Fantasy Fair. Great event. We weren't able to have it last year, and I've been involved with them for, six, 7 years now. What a fabulous event. It is just wonderful. So I'm going to have more details to share with you starting tomorrow. But I want to get back to Bob Proctor's story. And again, if you want to chat with me, 888-815-9756. Now, this is a true story about Bob Proctor. And this is a man who knows all about the law of attraction. He has a fabulous website, but he's human, just like we are. And sometimes we have a tendency to put people up on pedestals, thinking that, gee whiz, they've got it all, they've done it all, they know it all. And we forget that they're human beings, that they have their ups and downs. Well, this is one of his stories that his family put together in his book, Inspired, The Secret of Bob Proctor. And this is how it reads. It was 1 week before Christmas in 2001. His son, Benjamin, was 5 years old at the time. He was a healthy little boy, but large bumps had developed on the side of his neck. The doctor had been running blood and ultrasound tests on him, trying to figure out what was going on with Benjamin. Bob said he was on a morning commuter train heading downtown for a very important meeting about a company merger, and his wife, Tony, called him on his cell, and he could tell from the tone of her voice that something was very, very wrong. The doctor, not the doctor's office, had called, and he wanted to see both Bob and his wife, Tony, immediately. And he wouldn't tell Tony why. Well, what do you think happens when a doctor says something like that to you? Don't you sort of get a sinking feeling in your stomach and you get sort of, oh, what is horrible that's going to be happening to our little boy Benjamin? Well, as soon as he got off of his commuter train, he arranged for a rental car and headed right back home. He met his wife at the doctor's office within an hour after receiving the phone call. And the doctor informed Bob and his wife that Six Kids Hospital in Toronto didn't have any available beds, but he had already made arrangements for them to attend a similar hospital in Kingston. Now, this is in Canada. They were 2 hours east of us. He informed us they had a concern that Ben had, the son, had lymphoma, and they were going to be meeting a pediatric oncologist in Kingston. They should pack, be prepared. You're going to need to stay overnight, the doctor said. So they walk out of the doctor's office. You can imagine they are just sort of in a state of mental anxiety and in shock. And he said that his father and his wife had been making arrangements to purchase the family a membership at a private alpine ski club as a Christmas present. And Bob said, the first thing I thought of was I needed to call my family and tell them not to bother because we weren't going to be able to go skiing this year due to our son Benjamin. So they called, and Dad's wife answered the phone, and he said, I remember sitting in this unknown car and the emotion of the moment hitting me like a brick wall. I told her, Linda, the news and told her to cancel the ski membership plans, and shortly after I hung up with her, he said, my dad phoned me back. He was very compassionate but firm. He told me they were going ahead with the membership and for me to get my thinking straight. He said, your son is fine. Don't give energy to any thought but that. Focus on that. He said, you know, I have been taught that my whole life, but it's so easy when you get into the moment of anxiety, when you have a moment that information that hits you just sort of
puts you in a shock. And he said, my dad was even more emphatic that we not show any emotional weakness in front of our son. He said, the last thing we needed to do was to make our son fearful. Well, they arrived at the Kingston Hospital, and they walked through the front doors. The doctor came up to them and asked if we were the Proctor family. And the immediate thought was, uh-oh, it's bad. When do you ever get greeted like that when you come into a hospital? Well, he remembered what his dad said and just said, I can't buy into this. I'm just not going to get it stuck there. So they did a CT scan on Benjamin and then a biopsy. And, of course, they were there for the night. All the tests came back negative. Now, of course, his parents, they were very, very relieved, although totally exhausted. And they said, we really were in awe as to the personal character of the pediatric nurses that were there. They said, wow, these people have to deal with this kind of stuff every single day. I don't know how they do it. They were treated us so wonderfully. The nurses were just great. And he said, I realized that day the importance of positive thinking. Whether or not it made a difference in my son's diagnosis, he said, I don't have a clue. But it did make a difference for my son because we did not go into that room with a lot of heavy emotion, a lot of heavy worry. He said, imagine how damaging it would have been if I had had that attitude with my son, if I had expressed my fear and worry in front of him. He's 5 years old. He said, it would just have been absolutely overwhelming. He said, if I hadn't taken a moment to reflect, I wouldn't have realized that positive thoughts and attitude are the only things that really should be expressed when situations like this come up. He said, I really appreciate the fact that my dad called me back that day to remind me what I needed to do, and that was think positive. He said, a few days later, we had the best Christmas ever. Benjamin was with us on the slope, and we were skiing as a family. I thought the story was a very important one because it's amazing the shifts we can create when we are worried, we're stressed, and we're anxious. And more than that, have you ever noticed how you can't think straight? It's amazing. I've been in situations where they were critical. I can remember with my daughter when she was quite small being in a situation where I was just totally stressed out. She had to have surgery. The doctor was one of these very authoritarian people and told me that I was to go home. There was nothing I could do. And I said, well, I want to stay here. Well, as it turns out, we didn't have cell phones then. It was over an hour driving home from the hospital. I got home, and my husband said, you've got to turn around and go back to the hospital. Your daughter's hemorrhaging. So I turn around and I drive immediately back to the hospital, and the doctor let me stay. And one of the things, there were 2 points. One, I didn't stand up to the doctor and demand. But at that time, they did not allow parents typically to stay in the hospital rooms with the children. But two, I had to go back in, and I just stayed in the room. Now, what did that do? That gave my daughter assurance. She was not alone. There's always this awareness that we have within ourselves, and we need to trust it. We need to know that there are situations in life that are going to happen. This is not an easy piece of cakewalk that we go through called life. We're always going to have ups and downs. There are all kinds of things that can affect us. But if we can keep our cool and shift our thinking out of thinking the worst, I don't know about you, but sometimes I worked overtime at that. Boy, I could think of horrible things, just awful things running through my mind after all. Look at all the stuff we watch on television and everything else that comes into our conversations. And sometimes we have people around us that will tell us all the worst-case scenarios. But it's really up to us to make a shift, in our head, saying, I may not be able to control certain things, but I certainly control my attitude. And that's what happened in the Proctor family. They determined they were going to control their attitude. They were going to control how they responded to things, and that was going to create a different environment. Research is showing that how you think and how you respond makes all the difference in the world. it really does make a difference. You do have control over the absolute energy that you were going to give into thought. We all have our off moments. It's okay. Just get past them. Remember, you have to consciously be present in the moment. And that's when you take back your control. I know it works. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. When we come back, cons, hey, they're nothing new. I've got a fun story to share with you. Fun? Well, it wasn't for the guy that did the con, but I think you'll enjoy it. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Open mic today. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, I've got a question for you. The very first barcode. Yes, we take this all for granted today. What would stores do without them? I haven't a clue. They did before we got them, but they sure do make things move along quickly because they enable us to keep track of our products, especially if you're in the retail business. Well, the very first one was scanned in a supermarket in Troy, Ohio in 1974. But I've got a little bit of additional information about the very first item that was scanned, the very first item in the United States. So when we come back after I tell you about the story of good old StanCon, then I'll give you the rest of the information. This is a con who decided he was going to be honest at a particular point, and it got him into a wee bit of trouble. His name was Stanley Clifford Wayman. He was known, as such a nice guy, a smooth, silky talker, and people just loved him, and he could influence people. He just had this knack. And he was always called good old Stan by those people that knew him. He was liked. This is a likable guy.
Well, his alias was Steven Weinberg. Now, good old Stan posed in different capacities. One of them was as a U.S. consul in Morocco. He also posed as a Peruvian ambassador to the United States, a Romanian consul general in New York, a Serbian military attaché in Washington, and he was a State Department protocol expert. This guy was so slick, everybody believed everything he said. Now, this goes back into the 40s. This was 1948. He was released from prison after serving a 7-year sentence for organizing schemes for dodging the U.S. Armed Forces draft. Now, he pretended to be a former journalist, and he ended up getting a job as a news agency reporter at the United Nations in New York City. Every day he'd broadcast reports on the United Nations for a small radio station, and once a week brought international celebrities to the microphone. He told members of the Thailand delegation at that time that he was working with the U.S. Office of Strategic Services in their country. He was there, in fact, during the war, although he spent a lot of time in jail in Thailand. Now, the Thais were so impressed with his presence and his gift for gab, they asked him to become their press officer. Now, this is a post that carries diplomatic status. And after years of diplomatic self-appointment, it seemed a dream come true for Weinberg. So this is what he did. He wrote to the United States State Department in 1951 asking if his American citizenship would be affected if he took the post. Now, that led to his being found out. The department checked on his past and his whole list. His career of deceptions was revealed. Now, of course, Mr. Weinberg couldn't take the diplomatic job and add to his, such unhappy state. He got fired. Fancy that. The news agency fired him. Well, apparently, if he hadn't said anything, nobody would have cared. So the cons are always there. And, okay, we've got a caller on the line. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, where are you calling from?
First initial, Jay. I'm calling from Huntington Beach.
Hi, Jay, and that's in California.
Yes, it is.
Fabulous community. Well, Jay, the first thing I'm looking at with you is a very busy schedule, but I'm seeing you so frustrated. You seem to have an anxiousness about you, and I wish you'd relax a little bit. I think there are two words that you need to become very conscious of, and that is one, trust, and the other is release. I think that you've been going through a rather, a bumpy ride. I'm seeing like waves in front of me, and you're in this boat. You're going up and down and up and down and up and down. And every once you hit it, once in a while, you hit a smooth spot, and then all of a sudden the turbulence starts up again. I know that that can create a lot of agitation, but I want you to realize that things are going to be settling down actually within the next 2 to 3 weeks. But you are going to be exhibiting some very decisive actions that I think are going to serve you well. But I want you to think things through. To me, it's as if I'm getting so much information from so many different people, I just want to cover my ears and say, leave me alone. Just let me think things through for myself. And you're trying to please, I think, too many people. So you do need to back away for a while from all of the noise of everybody's opinions. Even if you ask for them and they're giving them to you abundantly, you may need to say, it's okay, I've got enough information to work with now. And really take time to think through what it is that you need to be alert to and aware of. And if you do that, you're going to find that your decision-making is going to be very clear and concise. So I'm not too worried about you unless you allow other people to influence you too much. And that is your challenge. That is something you need to be aware of. That is very, very important. Thinking for yourself. You're pulling up and out of yourself a whole new level of awareness, of self-awareness. And it's a little scary because the old self is there saying, well, remember when this happened and remember when that happened. And I'm going to say, fine, but
that you're not the same person you were 5, 7, 10, 15 years ago. You're a different person today. So your thinking needs to be more in alignment with what it is that is significant to you. And learn from your past experiences, but don't carry them like old baggage. You don't need that, hon. Move forward, because you're really in a very, very good shift right now. And just know you've got to ride the waves when they get a little turbulent, but you're not being thrown out of the boat. So just hang on and have that quiet time for yourself, and you'll get through it. Do you have a question for me, Jay?
Wow, you really touched on a lot that is absolutely going on in my life. Yes, I am a little bit of a standstill. I had thought about going into nutrition at one point years ago and went back to school, and then I, you know, with life circumstances, and now we're in a recession. I have just been having this inner struggle if I should continue to go back to school and pursue that, and I'm just feeling, just hearing everything that you said, that yes, that's something I haven't been listening within my own heart and following my own guidance.
It's scary when you listen to the news and people talk about recession. Look, tough times happen, but I want you to be aware of something. Even during the Great Depression, there were millions of people that were able to have a life. And I'm not trying to cover up or put down the ugliness and the distortion that so many people went through. But in today's world, we have enough resources to work with, and you have enough resources to work with. Don't come from a positioning of fear. Don't do that. That's what's going to handicap you. That's what's going to throw you out of the boat.
I see. Okay.
Again, what were you going to go to school for, Jay? I couldn't quite understand that.
Nutrition. I wanted to go into nutrition. I had been working in the healthcare profession as a physical therapist assistant. Mm-hmm. And I had some injuries, and had a lot of time off to sort of regroup and see what I wanted to do. And I basically healed my hands through nutrition and a lot of other things. So that was an interest. And I was teaching Pilates in the meantime once I got back into work again. And I thought that was, and I'm living with my parents, so I've been trying to get out of my parents' home and get back on my feet, and I'm back doing the physical therapy, and it's just draining me because it's physically demanding. And I'm at this crossroads. Should I go back to school? I'm just...
Absolutely, but let's lighten up a little bit. Okay. If you're back into the physical therapy and you're finding that in doing the physical therapy, it's depleting you, you need to ask yourself what it is, because you're good at the physical therapy, and maybe you need to just try a different approach. As far as being with your parents, let's shift the attitude there, too. They know that you would like to be out on your own, but they also know that you've had some circumstances that have created a very unpleasant situation for you, and all you need to do is just bless this environment that you're in. Be grateful that you have the opportunity to get back on your feet. Be grateful for this.
Okay.
So shift. I want you to shift from being in fear. And I want you to bless the house when you go into it. I know this may sound corny, but it's your thinking. And just say, I'm seeing myself, and visualize yourself leaving the house, and everything's in harmony, and you've got what, you know, if you're going to have your own place. Just visualize what it is. Focus on what you want.
Okay.
You've got so many blessings, and you are getting stuck with what you think is a prison environment, and it's far from that. I've got to go, hon. It's time for me to take a break.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jay. You have a fabulous fourth now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. We're taking a break. When I come back, I'm going to give you a little bit more information about that barcode and then some other good stuff. 888-815-9756 if you'd like to chat with me today. Phone lines are open. We're going to be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and I just want to mention quickly, if you would like to get my free newsletter, all you need to do is send me your email address and send it to donna@delphiinternational.com, and I'll put you on the mail out for that, and that goes out electronically, of course. So again, donna@delphiinternational.com if you'd like to do that, because I'm happy to provide it. Also, it ends up being posted on my website within about 24 hours after I finish it. My webmaster has a chance then to put it up. And little by little, we're going to be going through some upgrades on the website, but goodness knows, with my schedule, I haven't a clue when that's going to be finished, but I'll keep you posted. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, I was mentioning to you about the first barcode. The product, the very first product that was stamped, very first item that was stamped with the first UPC barcode, the Universal Product Code, was a 10-pack of Wrigley's Juicy Fruit Gum. Now, the person that purchased the gum somehow or another realized it was the very first item to be stamped like this and returned the item, and it's now on display at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. How did they do that? I don't know how they figured that one out, but that's what they did. Donna Sebo here, 888-815-9756. Just a little bit of trivia there. Okay, the 4th of July is coming up, and there were some suggestions that I came across for the upcoming holiday. Actually, they're good suggestions for just about any time. But you can go to OperationMilitarySupport.com, OperationMilitarySupport.com, and get the name of a soldier who does not get any kind of regular mail. And apparently there's a number of them that don't. There is an opportunity if you wanted to send a soldier a short note or a holiday-themed card, it would really add something special to their date. So that's the website, OperationMilitarySupport.com. Also, if you have a cell phone and you would like to donate it to an organization, why not consider the Cell Phones for Soldiers? Yes, you can donate it to them. It's a nonprofit group that recycles them and uses them to buy calling cards for military personnel serving abroad. Now, they say plug your zip code into cellphonesforsoldiers.com, and you'll be able to find a drop-off site that might be very conveniently located near you, wherever you might be in the country. So, again, I think that's a wonderful idea. Cell Phones for Soldiers.
And again, it's a nonprofit group. What a great way to get rid of a cell phone and enable them to get those calling cards for the gals and guys overseas. So those are just a couple of little suggestions that I wanted to pass along to you. Oh, hey, I have got a yummy, yummy, yummy vegetable recipe that I just think is fabulous. If you're like me, you're always wanting something that's going to be especially delicious and good that you can eat abundantly of and not pack on the inches. Those of you who are regular listeners to the show know how fond I am of T-Tap and how I toned up 25 inches. Well, now I'm really trying, now that I'm into that regimen, and I've been doing that for about a year and a half, and it's just marvelous stuff. Well, now I realize that I've really got to look at what I'm eating. And I'm not that big an eater, but I came across this recipe for vegetables that I just think is awesome. And it's flavorful, and it doesn't have a whole bunch of calories. And you know what? It's good hot, and it's good cold. And a very good friend of mine told me about this, and I said, okay, let me see what I can find for roasted veggies. And during the summer, it is just absolutely refreshing, and it's going to satisfy those taste buds. So if that's your pencil and paper or pen and paper handy, this is how simple it is. You're going to need 4 medium tomatoes, and you want to cut them into chunks, 2 medium zucchini, chop them up, 2 large portobello mushrooms, chopped, and I like them coarsely chopped. It just seems to look better on the plate. And a medium red onion, coarsely chopped. If you don't have red one, use a yellow one, whatever you like. You can even use some shallots if you wanted, or some leeks. Just make sure you wash the leeks thoroughly because they can be a little grainy. A teaspoon of minced garlic, a tablespoon of olive oil and balsamic vinegar, tablespoon of each, olive oil and balsamic vinegar, 1 tablespoon of fresh herbs such as rosemary, basil, oregano, or thyme. And you can even mix some of those up if you want, whatever your preference is. Tablespoon of those herbs. 1/4 teaspoon each salt and freshly ground pepper. And you need 1 cup of fresh whole wheat bread crumbs. And again, just a piece of bread, whole wheat bread. Just if you're hard up, you don't have the bread in the house. If you got some crackers, you can run those through the grinder too. Just toss those in the Cuisinart, let them just crumble right up into crumbs. Then you're going to need 1/2 cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese, and the stronger the better, in my personal opinion, and then 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme. Now, this is how simple this is. Now, you will need to use your oven, but you could wrap this in foil and put it on your grill, too. So, yes, you could put it outside if you didn't want to heat up the house. A 9-by-13-inch baking dish, you want to spray that with some of nonstick cooking spray. You take your tomatoes, your zucchini, mushrooms, onion, garlic, whatever other goodies maybe you want to toss in there. You mix them well, and then you add your olive oil, vinegar, herbs, salt, and pepper, and mix it all again because you want to have them all coated with this dressing. And then you want to roast them uncovered at 425 degrees for 25 minutes. And then while they're roasting, prepare the topping. That's your breadcrumbs, your Parmesan cheese, and thyme in a small bowl. Mix that up. That takes you all 30 seconds. When the vegetables are cooked for 25 minutes, you then take them out of the oven. If you're using it on the grill and you're doing this in foil or depending on what kind of grill you've got, if you've got a special place where you can bake right on the grill, then you take the cover off, put the crumb mixture evenly over the vegetables, return to the oven for 5 minutes because that gives a chance for the cheese to melt and it's going to get this nice toasty golden color, and serve it. That is so good. It is yummy. If you serve some garlic bread with it or nice, you know, maybe you'd like to have an additional salad, but it is something that is so good and flavorful and good for the hips. You'll put it through the lips, but it won't put the inch on the hips. Good stuff. Donna Sebo here. We're just about out of time. Wherever you are, remember, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about cellular wisdom for women, and I want you to know that you have the choice about what you want to do for yourself and how you want to do it. Remember, it's your life. Take positioning of authority and have confidence in yourself. It's a good day, the sun's shining, the weather's beautiful, wherever you are. Be grateful for your many blessings. This is Donna Siebel. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.